Broadcasting live from the Cobb Business Radio X studios, it's time for the Owner's Manual. Brought to you by two Zaxby's locations in Marietta, Lower Roswell Road and South Marietta Parkway.
Good morning. This is John Silvey with Asia Palmer for the Owner's Manual. We are here with Marquita Blair and Jonathan Walters from the Young Chefs Academy. Please excuse my voice. I've been under the weather this week. Marquita, we're going to get right into it, and we're going to find out tell us what is the Young Chefs Academy?
Absolutely. Good morning, John. Good morning, Asia. I'm excited to be here this morning. Young Chefs Academy Marietta is a part of an international franchise. We are a cooking school for kids and families. We currently offer classes in the mornings and in the evenings and on Saturday mornings as well for children, 3 years old, all the way up to 18 years old. We have birthday parties, camps, field trips so that schools and non-for-profit organizations can come out and participate as a group. And then we also have our specialty nights as well, which include our kids' night out, our parents' night out, and our tea night out, which are monthly events. And then we also offer specialty workshops here and there as well.
Okay. So tell us a little bit about how you got into this business, how you got into owning a franchise of the Young Chefs Academy.
Well, I never actually expected to. That was not my long-term goal, to actually own a Young Chefs Academy franchise. However, it has been a part of the last 4 to 5 years. My business partner and my sister, Chef Naya, she worked as the operations manager there for 4 years under the previous owner, who was Chef Kim. And they built a really personal relationship. Chef Naya was definitely one of her hardest working employees there. And thus, when the opportunity presented itself to us, when Kim and her husband decided to move away, for us to take over ownership of the business, because it had become a part of our family, we were definitely anxious and wanting to continue the Young Chefs Academy brand and legacy there in Marietta. Chef Naya came to me and said, "Hey, you know, you've got this business development, marketing background. I know the operation with my eyes closed pretty much. It would be the perfect marriage for us to enter into a business arrangement and keep Young Chefs Academy doors open." And thus we entered into our venture and decided to, truckle forward and make sure that we could keep the doors open.
Okay. So what were the steps that you had to take to go from her working for the former franchise to you guys owning the franchise? What were those steps?
Well, first and foremost, we had to learn the business. I myself, being that I'd never worked at Young Chefs Academy before, needed to really understand the operation, how the classes work, what is our curriculum, where does our curriculum come from. And thus, Naya and I worked under Kim's ownership for approximately 6-7 months for free, volunteering, just learning the business, doing
Wait,
all.
Hold on.
Yes, for free. I did say that. Yes, wow. For free. Major sacrifice. While bills still need to be paid and things need to continue to go on, we just believed that we could be successful in the future. And so we were willing to make that sacrifice and work for free to know and learn the business. I had to learn the operation side. My background's marketing and business development. I had to learn how to teach classes, how to keep up with time management, how to turn a kitchen, how to operate a birthday party. I had never operated a birthday party previously. And Chef Naya, on the other hand, had to learn all of the management and all of the operational things that she hadn't been involved in previously until this point. So we did that for about 7-8 months for free. There was a lot of paperwork. There's a lot of back and forth between a potential franchisee and corporate. They have to get to know you. They have to trust that you can be representative of the entire brand as a whole. And we spent some time back and forth with phone calls, conference calls, you know, getting comfortable and getting familiar with one another. And then, of course, there's initial preliminary paperwork just to see if you meet the minimum requirements. Minimum requirements being include credit score, what your background and your experience is. I don't think that if Naya did not have the previous operations experience and then my marketing business development experience. I don't think if we had those kind of key elements in place, maybe necessarily we would have been considered for franchise ownership. And then upon back and forth with paperwork and franchise agreements, a lot of people don't realize how much legal work and legal research goes into a franchise agreement. It was a lot of back and forth for forever. And it got, there were times when it was really frustrating and we were like, you know, is this deal even going to go through? Were all of the last couple of months that we put in all of this work for free, you know, was it going to be worth it? And finally, in March of 2015, our franchise agreement finally went official. We were finally able to get signed on corporate's end and on our end so that, you know, the business could officially become ours. And then at that point, after executing our contract agreement, then we had to go to our corporate headquarters in Waco, Texas, and complete a very intensive week-long corporate training. So in our corporate training, that's, again, getting more familiar with the business, going through training from corporate's end on what they feel they need to provide you with to be successful in the franchise as a franchise owner.
So does Young Chefs Academy give you a lot of support through the franchise?
They do provide support. We were given, of course, a franchise manual. So that gives you all, it's pretty much your bare basic go-to guide in terms of different scenarios, different situations that may come up. So you always have this reference tool that you can use if you're unsure about maybe how classes or curriculum or camps or field trips should be structured. You have this bare basic go-to tool that you can use for pretty much any scenario, you name it, that situation is in that manual for you to reference. We are able to reach out to our IT department at any time. They help us with our technology. If there's an issue, maybe with our website or an issue with a system that we use, we can reach out to our IT department at any time pretty much and know that we'll get response from them. We do have national partnerships with companies like the Food Network and the Food Network Magazine. So that also, people know those brands. That also helps you as an individual franchise owner when you can say, hey, we have a national partnership with the Food Network. People are like, oh my gosh, my kids watches, you know, MasterChef Junior all the time on TV. It helps kind of, you know, drive new customers and get them excited about what we do in our franchise.
That's a great reference. Mm-hmm. So can you say it was all worth it, all those months of working for free?
Every day being a business owner for myself, and I know for Chef Naya, is rewarding. We love waking up every day and, you know, seeing the kids grow within the curriculum, learning the program. They're excited. Even sometimes more than the children, you seeing the smiles and the looks on the parents' face, and they're like, oh my God, my child has to participate in your class. That in itself, when I have those moments for myself personally, and I know Chef Naya would firsthand say the same exact thing, that makes it all the worth rewarding. And again, just being a business owner, I can wake up every day and know that every day is going to be a little bit different. It's not the same mundane, same typical routine. Every day is an adventure. I can guarantee that's going to happen. And that in itself is also rewarding for us.
That's awesome. Making learning fun and with food.
Food, learning, and fun. And that's pretty much what we do every day at Young Chefs Academy in Marietta.
That's what kids love.
I know. I mean, that's what adults love. Yeah.
We're encouraging the children to taste. We're all about expanding their palate. And, you know, we work with foods all over the world, not just the typical macaroni and cheese and the same typical snacks that everyone knows. So we're all about the developmental side of the cooking as well, helping them expand their palates, as I said, and just learning about places all over the world that they might not have considered or thought about. We joke all the time about parents. Hey, if you would have sat this plate down in front of them at home, do you think they would have been apt
to
try it?
Saying. How do you make vegetables fun?
It's not making vegetables fun. It's not anything that we do. Right. It's the fact that the kids have the opportunity to do it themselves.
Okay,
that's what makes it fun. That's what makes them willing to be like, oh my God, I put in all of this hard work in the kitchen.
I'm going to eat it.
I got to try these recipes. I saw something I never saw before. That makes them want to be like, hey, I want to try this. I probably wouldn't have tried it if my mom put it in front of me, but I did it, so I want to try it.
Okay. What I think is very interesting is each week there's a different cuisine. So you're talking about all kind of international foods and different experiences for the kids to try out and taste and get their taste buds and their palates accustomed to these different cuisines. So I think that's really cool.
Yeah, each month we're in a particular theme. For example, this month we're in the theme of exploring island flavor. So each week thus far in the month of August, we've traveled to a different island and nice. Explored some of the different cuisines from each of the different islands. Thus far this month, we've been to Jamaica, we've been to Cuba, and I'm excited to see where we're headed next week. It's going to be pretty cool.
That's awesome. So where do you guys get the... recipes from? Is it from corporate
That is corporate support there. Okay, so cool. Corporate does provide us pretty much the curriculum right. As a whole, and then they provide us the themes and then cool. The things that would go in line with the curriculum along with the recipes as well. So we're all about not just preparing the food, but there's always some type of educational value to awesome. The program, whether it be food safety or health issues or how we can make the recipes healthier than they already are. There's always some aspect of learning. So corporate will send us the themes and the recipes monthly and then weekly. And then we kind of incorporate what we know is best for our students here. You know, corporate is in Waco, Texas. They're not here. They don't necessarily know our students or our local market, but we do. So between what they send us and our experience and our expertise with our market, we're able to determine what recipes we're going to choose, what experience level the kids are at. And we kind of make those determinations based right. on those factors.
Okay. Well, let's back up for just a second. let's talk about the age groups that you have coming in mm-hmm. and the classes that each one takes, that each age group takes. Okay. Can you walk us through that?
Sure, absolutely. So again, we service children 3 years old all the way up to 18 years old. Our kinder cooks are considered our 3 to 5 year olds. Then our junior chefs are considered our 5 year olds to our 11 year olds. And then our senior chefs are considered our 12-year-olds all the way up to 18. Those are just the names that we use to identify the age groups. That doesn't necessarily mean, let's say a senior chef and a kinder cook, they come in at the same experience level in the kitchen. That doesn't mean that they're necessarily in different parts of the program. They would just come in and our classes are based accordingly that no matter what age you are or what experience you have in the kitchen, we're able to accommodate you to fit into the classroom with comfort and ease and be able to move about the class. Our classes are Montessori style. So it's their class. They own the class. They're the ones moving about the kitchen. They're actually the ones wow. really in there cooking. We're not cooking. We're guiding them in the cooking. And with that, it doesn't, like I said, it doesn't matter what age group they are. We're able to accommodate them into the class so right. that they can enjoy themselves no matter what experience that they come at. Our regular schedule does accommodate all of those age groups that I just mentioned. So if you go to the homepage of our website, which is www.youngchefsacademy.com/Marietta, our class schedule is posted right there on our homepage. If you see that the class schedule is there, that's for all of the age groups that we accommodate. So we have the classes going on and we sit the kids accordingly to their age group, whether they're kinder cook, junior chefs, or senior chefs, and give the parents the flexibility. You may have a couple of children. Your oldest mm-hmm. child might be a senior chef, but your youngest might be a kinder cook, but you can bring them all at one time to still take the class. You know, there are a lot of busy moms with multiple kids who have different schedules that are going on, so we offer the convenience of the classes being offered for all of the age groups at the same time frames.
That's cool. So, I was gonna ask you a question about can the parents come and stay and watch?
Yes, actually, we have two kitchens in our facility. Our facility is about 1,800 square feet, and in our kitchen one, we do offer an observation window. So the parents can stay in the lobby area and observe the class That's going cool. on and observe their kids, you know, moving about the kitchen as the classes are going on. We invite our parents into class the last 5 to 10 minutes of the class to partake in the tasting with us. So the parents can actually right. taste and be a part of the tasting so they can see, you know, what hard work and efforts their children put into their class that day as well. At the start of the class, we pose the children with some questions that they typically don't know the answers to those questions. And by the end of the class, not only have they learned some really cool recipes, they now are able to answer the questions with ease. And so we like to do that while the parents are there to really give the parents the opportunity to see, hey, you know, your children are really learning when they're here. They're not just cooking and preparing recipes. They're really, really learning while they're here. I can pretty much guarantee at the start of each class, most of the kids, there's something that they don't know. And by the end of the class, they've learned something right. new every time.
That's cool.
Yeah.
So when the kids come in and they start cooking, they come back and they say, hey, I was able to cook at home. My mom and dad let me cook at home.
All of the time.
All the time.
So we actually, I forgot to mention that we do have our Chef's Club membership.
That's what I was going to ask.
And so for our membership program, our Chef's Club program, it allows children the opportunity who really want to grow within the culinary world, right, the opportunity to do so. So the our Chef's Club members are members of the program who come regularly once per week. Wow. They partake in the classes, and then every 2 to 3 months, they're actually quizzed. So kind of like Taekwondo or the karate program, upon passing their quizzes, they earn patches towards moving up within
awesome.
The curriculum.
Right.
The chef jackets and everything.
They have their chef jackets. Right. So they earn patches and their parents can, you know, put them right. on their chef's jackets. And then upon year three, all of our kids are working towards the black coveted Master Chef's jacket. That's what everyone's working towards is the black Master Chef's jacket.
Yeah.
And so upon completion of year three, they actually have a graduation ceremony. And then their friends and their parents can kind of come in and partake in their achievement with them. So we offer homework assignments. We give them extra credit activities and challenge them. We encourage the parents, hey, if you're going to, you know, send them to class every week, mm-hmm. you might as well take the information that we're giving them and the recipes that we send right. you home with, because we do send you home with recipes at the end of each class. Take those and apply them. Spend some time as a family together in the kitchen working on the recipes that you got from Young Chefs Academy. So we have them take pictures, and we're currently running a contest right now on Facebook. If our students post pictures of themselves alongside their plate or whatever recipe that they prepared, we invite them to have their friends come and like the picture and share it on our page, and then whoever has the most likes at the end of each week, we reward them in a couple of different ways. So right. we're encouraging everyone to take pictures and show us what you're doing at home too.
That's so cool.
Well, I mean that also, I mean, that gets the family involved with learning and cooking and being just a family.
Just being a family. Right. We're kind of getting away from that, you know, over the years, technology and everyone's on their phone and different activities. You know, we've gotten really, really far away from that. So it's important for Chef Nye and I, we're always stressing the importance of go home and do these recipes together as a family. Or, hey, cook this for your mom and dad. You know, I'm sure they would appreciate you preparing a meal for them maybe sometimes.
Well,
you know, that doesn't hurt.
There's a lot of eat out.
And a lot of eat out, exactly.
There's a lot of eat out. So that's this is another step to eating back in, which is really great.
And then we're, like I said, we're always stressing about healthy eating,
having a balanced meal,
how we can replace the recipes that we have, and how can we find ways to make them healthier. We're all about food from scratch at Young Chefs Academy. We do offer a pasta party as one of our birthday party packages, where we're making fresh pasta from scratch. The kids are rolling out the dough, they're running it through the pasta machine, and they're making fresh pasta from scratch. So in a time where everything's like microwavable and pop in, easy, quick fix or whatever, we're kind of reverting everyone back to the ability
homemade.
To do stuff homemade and cook from scratch. It's the healthier option and it's cheaper. A lot of people don't even realize that that's the cost efficient way to go. And so we're trying to implement that in our students and the parents of our students as well.
That's definitely cool.
That'd be awesome. To know before I went to college.
And that's what that's exactly what we're encouraging our Chef Club members. We're like, hey, you know, these young chefs are going to go off to college eventually.
Yes.
And guess what? We don't want them eating ramen noodles and whatever's in that box over there.
Exactly.
You know, we want them to be prepared and equipped for life and independence. So
you always want to know what you eat.
Know what you eat and know that you're making the right choices.
Of course.
Let's switch gears here for a second. Let's talk about maybe one of the biggest struggles that you guys have had for the academy.
As I said, every day is an adventure. So we've, of course, being young, we're both very, very young. This is our first business.
Yeah, you look 12. So I don't see how you're doing it.
No,
okay.
I'm not 12, but myself and my sister are young. I'm 30 and my sister's 22. So to be business owners at that age of a franchise, that's a challenge in itself.
Right. Exactly.
I find that a lot of people in our community don't know that we exist. Mm-hmm. So we have this awesome program. We've got all of these great developmental things to offer to children in our community. And people just don't know that we're there. Unfortunately, our name's not listed on the marquee of our location. And so we have to get very, very innovative. For me, it's not a challenge. I appreciate the challenging aspect in reaching out to the community. That's what I love, because my background is business development. I thrive on getting out into the community and reaching out to people and saying, you know, I'm proud of what we have. It's awesome. And I know that it's going to help the children in our community. So I love getting the word out there. And this is how Nye and I try to overcome the challenge of people not knowing that we're there. We really get grassroots and reach out to the community. Let people know, hey, you know, we're here. We're passing out flyers in parking lots. You might catch us in the Publix parking lot on Barrett Parkway passing out flyers, or in the Target parking lot on Barrett Parkway. Or we were just at Pigs and Peaches Festival this weekend passing out flyers and just talking to members of the community to let them know, you know, Young Chefs Academy Marietta is here and we have so much to offer the children in our community.
That's what I wanted to know. I wanted to know your branding strategy. Like, so you go about it, you're more on the ground, face-to-face.
Yes.
How you do
so
it.
So because we are a child and family-oriented business, it's very important. People want to trust you and know that I have a safe haven to be able to drop off my child or leave my child know that, you know, their kids are really getting the learning aspects that we promise. And so you do have to wear the face of the brand really yourself. Mm-hmm. People know Young Chefs Academy, but a lot of people don't know that we're an international franchise. We're in, there are 19 of us all over the world. And so people are familiar, but not everyone knows that we're here. Not everyone knows that we're right here in Marietta. And so we have to just do our best to wear the face of the brand that people are familiar with, but let them know even further that we are here.
Right. Okay. That's awesome. Well, I was thinking, have you ever had, like, you guys do field trips, right?
We do field trips. We don't leave our facility. We have organizations and schools come into our location. And all of our field trips, we have a couple of different field trip packages that we offer.
All right.
And all of our field trips offer some facet of math, science, health skills, and independent study skills as well, and teamwork and team building. So a lot of our facet of our field trips, we have them working together as groups, and then we'll break them down and, you know, put them in a smaller cluster of kids so that everyone gets a fair opportunity to learn all aspects of not only the recipe, but that math, that science, that health, and the independent skills as well. And then the teamwork skills also.
That's very cool.
Mm-hmm. So, so we talked about one of the biggest struggles. What's the biggest highlight that you have of running this besides knowing that you work for yourself?
Working with my sister. Okay. My sister and I are very, very close. We bump heads sometimes in business, and that's okay. I don't even mind saying that. We bump heads in business sometimes.
We do. All the time.
And this morning. I think the bumping heads is because we're both passionate, and we believe in our potential to make the business successful. So I enjoy being able to, our meetings are sometimes business, but then they get personal and it's like, oh, I forgot to tell you, guess what this student did in class? Like just to crack a joke or, you know, catch up on what's going on in each other's lives. Personally, so we kind of are always on that sister business partner relationship all of the time, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It's kind of that. And for me, that's rewarding.
Passionate.
We're both extremely, extremely passionate. You can see I talk with my hands a lot and we both get to talking with our hands and voices might go up or then voices might go up. We might drop a tear or two and then hug it out after.
Oh my gosh. That's so
every day
funny.
Is an adventure.
So Jonathan, how does that look from the outside?
Right. So, you know what? The passion, you can tell it's all passion. And
the sister, you can tell is all sister.
Yes. And the sister, yeah. And, you know, it's good to see that, they know how to play their roles, meaning that one will lead the other and the other will lead.
Nice.
Right. So I think that's probably the best part about seeing it. It's like, okay, they're executing. I see them executing despite. And, you know what? Even in a relationship, arguments are good. They're healthy. And the outcome of those are, to me, progress. I see the progress. I see the shift in the dynamic of the relationship as time passed. I see that both owners are learning each other's roles. So opposed to Chef Naya only in the kitchen, now you see her out trying to figure out how to brand the company and bring in ideas from that perspective. And then you see Chef Marquita teaching class, doing birthday parties, and interacting with the children, which is something that she had to get familiar with. So that's something to be appreciated. And just from a business owner myself, and seeing two sisters do this on their own, I think that is very inspirational.
Of course, teamwork is the dream.
I've learned that.
Teamwork makes your dream work.
Yeah. Okay, so tell us about any upcoming events that you have going on.
Okay. Well, we do once a month. I just want to start there. Once a month, we offer some different varied opportunities other than just classes. So we offer our kids' night out on the second Friday of every month from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. That gives parents the opportunity to drop off the kiddies with us and you guys go have a date night. Enjoy awesome. 2 hours away from the kids on a Friday evening. Enjoy one another.
Right.
Spend some time, I don't know, running errands or something. Then on the third Friday of each month, we offer our parents' night out. So we give the adults an opportunity to come in and get their own adult create and taste instruction. And those are the third Friday of each month from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. You can bring in a bottle of wine, bring in your girls, come awesome. Have a date night, your own selves. You're still getting away from the kiddies, and then you're getting to do some different entertainment it's not the typical dinner or run-of-the-mill dinner and a movie night. It's something different and interactive as well. And then on the fourth Friday of every month, we offer our teen night out from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Drop off your teenagers. So if you're 13 plus, drop them off and they can come in and get their own create and taste experience that's catered to the teenager, different nice. From the kids' night out. We more so try to cater our create and taste for the teens, for them to really be excited and get into it and get involved in the kitchen as well.
Just a bunch of junk food then, right?
No, it's not a bunch of junk food. We're still keeping it healthy. We're giving them cool snacks and stuff that they can do on their own that's actually still healthy and tasty and really, really good too. And then beyond our specialty nights, so we offer those regularly once a month, but beyond that, we actually are super excited and we're gearing up for our back to school open house event. That is Saturday, September the 12th from 1 p.m. to 7 p.m. So we're giving folks 6 hours to come and participate for free. You don't have to stay the entire course of the day, but just come out and take the opportunity to check out what we have going on at Young Chefs Academy. At our back to school open house event, it is free to the public. Like I said, we'll have different workstations for you to come in and maybe do a fondue stick or do a shish kebab, give your children the opportunity to kind of get their hands into it and get involved and see what we really do. We'll have a meet and greet with myself and Chef Naya so that parents can get familiar with who we are as owners. And, you know, we want the parents to... We want to be able to relate to the parents, our passion for really encouraging children to grow within the culinary world. So we're doing that meet and greet aspect. And then some of our current Chef's Club members will be on hand. As a matter of fact, I said all of our Chef's Club members will be on hand.
Oh, that's awesome.
So that they can give their testimonies about what they've learned and what they've taken from our program. And we currently have Chef's Club members at all different age levels. So no matter how old you are, you can come in and speak to one of our Chef's Club members and see, you know, what their experience has been with Young Chefs Academy, Marietta, and our curriculum and being a member of our Chef's Club program.
Okay. Do you want to talk about the cost of the classes?
Sure, absolutely.
So everybody knows what they're looking at?
Absolutely. So we offer an individual class. It's a create and taste instruction. They run 90 minutes long. We're usually in that time frame doing anywhere from 2 to 4 recipes at a time. So you're getting a good amount of recipes. And then the reason we say taste is because we're not a restaurant. Kids can't legally cook in a restaurant, so it is a decent sample size portion. No one ever leaves saying, oh, I didn't have enough. Everyone always leaves pretty full and excited to come back. And so an individual class is $35. You do get to leave class with the recipe. So everything you've created and tasted, you now have the recipes that you can leave and try at home and cook with your family as well. It's $35 for the individual class. And then we offer a fun pack of 4. So a fun pack of 4 is the opportunity for you to take 4 classes at a discounted rate. We usually encourage our fun pack of 4 for those who really don't know our program that well and kind of want to see if their child would be a good fit for maybe our Chef's Club program. So we offer them the opportunity to take 4 classes. You can't really tell, am I going to be passionate about this program or passionate about cooking in just one class? One class alone isn't going to do it for you. So that's why we implemented the fun pack of 4 program as well. And then our Chef's Club membership, it's actually a one-time $50 enrollment fee, and that covers your preliminary Chef's Club jacket that you get. So that enrollment fee pretty much covers your introductory jacket. And then it's just $99 a month to be a Chef's Club member. That allows you to partake in a class per week and entitles you access to all of our Chef's Club membered events. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we do Chef's Club membered only events, so that automatically gets you in there. And then with the $99 a month, it automatically entitles you to 20% off all other products and services. So we've got some some really great in-store merchandise that we carry. And a lot of the merchandise is stuff that we're using in the kitchen. So we offer safety knives. We offer our most popular is our pizza cutter, but we've coined it the everything cutter because it cuts everything but yourself. So the things that we're working with in the class, we sell those things in store. Our chef's jackets, we have specialty aprons, happy birthday aprons. You can purchase those things. And if you're a Chef's Club member, it gets you 20% off that. If you wanted to have your birthday party as a Chef's Club member there, you want to partake in a camp, it automatically gets you 20% off that as well. If your parent wants to come out and partake in parents' night out, gets them 20% off because you're a Chef's Club member.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So tell us, what are the future plans for Young Chef's Academy of Marietta?
Future plans. Well, we're still in year one for our ownership. And so right now we are really, really concentrating on structuring and firming and finalizing all of the programs that we offer.
Okay.
I will say candidly, the previous owner didn't necessarily have the Chef's Club membership the way that it actually should look, where the children really have the opportunity to grow within the program. And we've quickly restructured that very, very quickly. And so we're just working on really stabilizing those things first. I think our next goal and plan of attack is really just letting the members of the community know that we're here. We want to really heavily promote and reach out to people in our community, reach out to families, reach out to schools, reach out to organizations, and let them know, hey, we're here. We're in a time when children are extremely passionate about cooking with shows like Chop Junior, Master Chef Junior, yeah. Top Chef Junior. Kids are super duper excited about getting into the kitchen and cooking. And we want them to know, hey, we have that opportunity and we can offer you the opportunity and those services to really learn the culinary world. And so that's, I guess, our next plan of action or our next course of action is just really getting out into the community and letting people know that we're there. I believe in God and I believe that God has us on the right path and headed in the right direction. So upon God's help, we can successfully complete that. We look forward to hopefully potentially opening up a couple of more locations in our surrounding area. And that's our ultimate goal.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let me ask you this since you brought it up. Do you have anything like Chopped or any Top Chef or anything like that?
So we just did our Kids Night Out a couple of weeks ago, and we did Kids Night Out. It's the back to school edition. We did a Chopped version, our own version of Chopped.
Nice. Really cool.
We laid out. We had two teams. We laid out on each workstation whatever ingredients we felt like laying out. We kind of did a pasta theme, and then we had them battle. Chef Nye and I were the quote unquote guest celebrity judges. We didn't help
them at
all. We didn't help anyone. And it was awesome. It was hard to
make sauce and red sauce. It was amazing.
That's fun.
The kids did really good.
It was hard to make the determination on what team won. And on this particular one, look, everyone turned out to be a winner because they worked so hard that night. They really, really worked hard. They executed the meals with no help or assistance. Chef Nye and I totally backed off and said, it's your class. It's your kids' night out. You guys do it. And I'll be dagged. They were awesome, and they did such an awesome job that everyone ended up being a winner, and everyone left that night with prizes as well. So
that's excellent.
We have intentions of rolling out more and more and more stuff like that. At our next adults night out, we're probably going to do a version of something or other like that for our adults night out. And we're just always trying to mix it up and do something different. How can we top ourselves or our last idea from the last time? How can we improve and make each kids night out or specialty night or class, how can we improve it and make it better? We want to be able to continuously be striving on improving upon the programs and making them innovative. Like, how can we switch it up? So we're always striving for that.
That's extremely exciting.
Yeah. All right.
It's tons of fun. It's just cool watching the kids and them get creative and then work on their plating techniques. And
nice.
I want to make my plate really, really cool. Like Chef Marquita or Chef Nye is going to look at my plate. I got to make it the best plate ever. So it's cool just watching them put their best foot forward.
Aww. That's great. Okay. So we're going to wrap up. So I want you to let everybody know where you are.
Okay.
I want you to let them know all your... how to get hold of you, how to, social media, everything. I want everything you can throw at them.
You got it. And we are all over social media. So I'll start with our website. You can absolutely find us on our website. It is www.youngchefsacademy.com/Marietta. On our website, you'll find photos, all of the things that we do, all of our programs. You're able to book your classes or your specialty night, even your birthday party or start your Chef's Club membership on our website, or give us a call. And our phone number is 770-427-2665. We are totally open. If you can't figure out how to use that website, give us a call. We have no problem getting you guys registered for anything. Beyond that, on social media, you can find us on Facebook. We are Young Chefs Academy Marietta. You got to make sure you tack on the Marietta because there are several of us. So make sure you put on the Marietta if you're looking for our location. And then we're also on Instagram. Find us at Young Chefs Academy Marietta. And then you can also check out Chef Naya's personal page, which is Chef C-H-E-F Naya N-Y-I-A-H Blair B-L-A-I-R. Check out her Instagram page. It's very cool. She keeps it really interactive. And Chef Naya is super known and respected in our community. So the kids are like, I got to see what's going on Chef Naya's page. The parents want to know what's going on Chef Naya's page. So make sure you check her out on Instagram. And then you can also find us on Twitter. It's Young Chefs Academy. That's the corporate page. But there is a Young Chefs Academy Marietta page that you can locate there as well. And that's how to get in touch with us. We want to hear from you guys.
All right. So everybody sign your kids up for a bunch of classes so they can continue to do what they do. They are very passionate about it. So thank you both for coming today. We greatly appreciate it. It's been great.
Thank you
so
much.
Nice talking to you guys.
Yeah, it's been fun. Thank you guys for having us.
Absolutely. So make sure that you hit us up on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, Zaxby's 2080 LLR and Zaxby's 2080 591 SMP. Thank you and have a great day.
This show is brought to you by Zaxby's. Indescribably good. Your resource for any catering needs. Learn more at Zaxby's.com.